Progress flags will be flying high in the downtown core this weekend as the Grand River Pride Street Party is set to take over Main Street on Saturday. The party, which begins at 12:30 p.m. and runs until 10 p.m., is one of the marquee events on the organization's June calendar. With the seasonal road closure already in effect, co-founders of Grand River Pride Eric Bolton and husband Brian Cazarano wanted to bring a celebratory feel for residents to enjoy. "It's been a while since we've had a good festival downtown," Bolton said. "Parties on Main Street have always been a great vibe. Since it's already closed, it's a perfect gathering spot. The idea just expanded and expanded, and then we thought, what if we did a full day?" The 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. time slot will be dedicated to artisan vendors with tents and booths featuring local products and services. Then a stage will be set up for live entertainment in the evening. An interactive public art installation, a floral display and lots of color will welcome residents when they walk onto the street. Bolton and Cazarano are expecting a large turnout, potentially upwards of 1,000 people. The street will not be licensed for alcohol sale and consumption, something that was done strategically to ensure that the event was inclusive for all ages. However, 13 Food and Beverage and the Mule are planning to have their patios open to provide food and alcohol options. "Making sure that the event was open to everyone was incredibly important," Cazarano says. "When I first moved to the area, all of the events I saw were happening in bars and focused on drag or support groups," Cazarano said. "We have so many ally friends who have kids and want to raise them in a neighborhood where this is the norm and everyone is included. When we were growing up, we didn't have that sort of thing. It felt very exclusive." Both Bolton and Cazarano are well aware of the divisiveness and anti-LGBTQ2S+ views of some, but are thankful to have been met with an outpouring of support from the local community. "When we posted that we were selling Galt Love shirts that were rainbow-colored as fundraising help for this event, some keyboard warriors posted nasty stuff," Bolton said. "But when we looked at who those people were, they're no one we've seen in the community and may not even live in town. As far as the actual community and business owners, it's been all positivity and a lot of people have been saying this is something we need. It's been wildly positive. The party is going to be hard to miss," Bolton says, and he hopes residents wander down to check out all that's planned. "It's going to be bumping," he said. "It shows how much this community is showing up." For more information on Grand River Pride and events in the city, visit grandriverpride.ca.